My name is Gianni Russo, a.k.a. Carlo, the infamous son-in-law from The Godfather. I'm now known as the Hollywood Godfather, and this is my story.
Before all of the wins in my portfolio, I was a little boy diagnosed with polio. Experimenting with cures, I tried every one. Felt everything in my right, but my left was numb. Walking with a limp, like will I ever run? Once again, or is this it? Am I forever done? Living in the hospital was never fun. Some people were cool, but not everyone.
Welcome, everybody. It's time for another Hollywood Godfather podcast. And before we get into our exciting show, let me introduce the lady of the night. Not this night, but every night, Jeannie. Jeannie Raymond. How are you, my love?
Hi, everyone. The lady of the evening.
Lady of the evening.
That's right. Hello, hello. So glad to see you. So happy to be on.
And Mike.
Hey, guys. What's going
Hollywood
on?
Hollywood kid. I love saying that. The Hollywood kid.
We're in the house tonight. We're going to have some fun. We're going to have some fun, Johnny and Jeannie. As always.
I got to share with our audience. And we really got to, you know, I want to say thank you, first of all, for the people who stopped me over the weekend. I was at Mar-a-Lago for 72 hours, and it was insane. The Donald was there. And I mean, this guy has got stamina nobody has. It was 1:30 in the morning, Saturday night. So I got to go to bed. I'll see you later. Well, I am the oldest senior citizen. We were laughing. But there was another guy that's so close to me for years, who's older than me, and he was right there going, 91 years old, man. But
fantastic.
I think we have a promising election year coming up now, that these people are starting to get a little coherent of the importance of Mr. Trump to us in the world. And so we're going to have some fun there, too, eventually with him. And I know we have a question about somebody sent in a request for a show. With a family I haven't known for a long time. Mike, you want to introduce this?
Yes. We got a request from someone named Jerry out in Las Vegas. Jerry asked if we could do a show on the Gucci dynasty, the Gucci family. Everybody's obviously familiar with the Gucci brand. So, you know, obviously they made a movie in 2021, I believe. Ridley Scott was the director, very famous director. And
Pacino played him, right?
Pacino played Aldo. We want to talk about Aldo Gucci tonight because he was the oldest of, I believe it was six brothers. Could have been five. One of them died young. I don't know which one. But anyways, so we want to talk a little bit about the Gucci dynasty, the rise and the fall of the Gucci dynasty. Because, you know, Johnny, when you get so many chefs in that kitchen, let me tell you, you know, because the first generation of kids, you know, there was the father, Guccio Gucci. I mean, I don't know how you keep up with this. And if anybody on my Italian friends out there, they know Gucci in Italian is a rabbit. So that's what these people are pretty much doing. They were doing this all day long.
I mean, Gucci, that's a Napolitan. To no, us, yeah, but see, I'm Sicilian. A Gucci, Ugunillo is a rabbit.
I told you, I had 400 rabbits in my backyard when I grew up as a kid. They didn't die of natural causes. I can promise. No. You know, I hate to say.
We used to call them Italian chickens.
Yeah.
They'd raise them and we'd eat them.
Delicious. If anybody, our audience has never had rabbit, I mean, when you go to a restaurant, see if they get it on the menu, they can make it for you.
Like sweet chicken. It's phenomenal.
Oh, fantastic. I grew up on it.
In fact, you know, when I bought my Riva when I was 21, for people who don't know what that is, an Italian-made boat. It's 148 foot. And I went to Gucci, and for 5 years, I only wore white clothes, Gucci, but they didn't get the idea of it because the G, I said it was my initial, Gianni.
Yeah. But the Gucci brand, everybody's familiar with it. You know, the Tom Ford took over a little while ago in the early 90s, I believe, and took it to another
level. Well, he took it over the top. I mean, then he left them to create his own, but.
Yeah.
He's a nice guy, too.
I think when Tom Ford took over, they were doing somewhere like $200-300 million. You know, obviously, you know, that's gross. But then when he came aboard with the fashion shows and the way he designed the clothes, he was in the $1 billion mark. And he took it to a new level. But Let's get into the beginning of the Gucci family.
Take us there.
Again, you know, they made a movie, the Ridley Scott, Al Pacino, Lady Gaga, Adam Driver, Selma
Hayek. I wish they left Lady Gaga out. Maybe they used it because it was a G. Lady Gaga.
My Italian friends out there, well, I'm not going to translate that for you. But anyways, so the father, as I said earlier, Guccio Gucci, okay? Right. Young guy in Florence, Italy, which is a beautiful, beautiful part of Italy. Young guy says, you know what? There's nothing going on over here in Florence. I want to go to the UK and England. So he gets a job at the Savoy Hotel. I'm sure you're well aware of this, Johnny. Savoy Hotel, very, very famous. All the rich, the hoi polloi are there. And believe it or not, like, he gets a job as a dishwasher. Hello.
Wow.
He's a dishwasher. And, you know, but he's a sharp guy. And, you know, when you grow up around that rich people and you're a poor person, you want to look around. You know what I mean? You want to go, you know, this guy got this. How'd he get this? You start talking to people. So he moved up in the ranks and he was a bellboy, became a bellboy, started talking to a lot of the rich people. And he saw the designer clothes and he saw all the fancy bags. And he said, you know what? Oh, Mingya, I can do a better job than this. So, you know, sure as shit, flew back. He somehow he left there and he went back to Florence in 1921. He opened up his first shop and he started making bags and took off from there. And then he had a flock of kids and,
yeah, he had a lot of kids.
A lot of kids. Eh?
Do you know if it was all one woman or did it the way I did it?
I think they're all. The oldest of the kids who we're going to talk about tonight is Aldo Gucci. Then there was Rudolfo Gucci, Grimalda, the only daughter, Enzo Gucci. He's got to be an Enzo in there. It has to always be an Enzo.
Of course.
Got to be a baker. He's Enzo. Enzo.
Probably a Fredo, too, in there.
Yeah, probably Fredo, Enzo Ferrari. But then there was Hugo Gucci and Vasco Gucci. So I believe there was six in total. But so Aldo was born in 1905, if I'm correct. And he, like I said, he was the oldest child. And, you know, very handsome, very charismatic in his early teens, you know, early 20s. Very handsome guy. I'm sure Jeannie would have been, you know, oh, look at him, you know. And he was very, But he had to wait till he matured. His father said, listen, you got all the weapons, kid. You know, you're the oldest, so you go first. So he came in the store and he started flirting with the pretty girls and started, you look beautiful with this bag. And then he, you know, he started to increase the sales, as they say. And so the father said, you got the charisma, kid. He goes, but, you know, you got to tone it down a little bit. You know, you can't be screwing every girl that comes in the place. You know what I mean? You guys are gonna
lose. Why not? Make dressing rooms.
Yeah. So, anyways, when the father saw that he had, you know, he had the personality, like I said, the charisma, he moved him up to the front of the house. And Johnny, you'll get a kick out of this story. Okay, so one day, the Princess Elizabeth of Romania comes in. Okay, she comes in the shop and said that Aldo has been messing around with one of her servants. Her name was Olwen Price. Olwen Price. She was a dressmaker from the English countryside. Okay, so she came to see the father. And she said, "Oh, what's going on with this kid? What's up with your son? He's screwing around with her." So the son fesses up and said, "All right, Dad. Yeah, all right. I admit it. I'm messing around with the girl. What do you want me to do?" He goes, "But here's the thing."
That's healthy.
But he says to his father, "Dad, don't get upset because I'm going to marry her." But he forgot one thing. She was already pregnant by him.
Okay, at least she was being honorable.
Yeah, he was honorable. But anyway, you know, they got married. So let me see. They had a...
What was her name again?
Her name was Olwen Price.
Olwen Price.
So they went on to have three kids, Giorgio, Paolo, and Roberto. And by all accounts, it wasn't that happy of a marriage. He was always working. And
are they ever good marriage?
They're rolling tonight. No, coming twice upstairs right now. Anyway. This is a soundproof room. You know, you can't see, you can't hear nothing. Anyways, but they end up getting married, and you know, again, she was, you know, sitting home doing nothing all day, and he was just flying all over the place. And he worked there for about 20 years with his dad, and he said, "Dad, I'm out of here." He goes, "I'm gonna go open up my own shop in Rome," and that's what he did. And you know, he took it to another level.
Well, he launched the brand. I remember that part of the history of it.
And for our audience,
was that in the 40s?
I believe it was sometime around then. Yeah, I don't want to quote. But yeah, as our audience obviously knows, especially the women, young ladies out there. Well, I should say the husbands, they paid for it anyway. But for most of the women. But
a friend, I got to know a guy who was very responsible in promoting the brand, and he helped me early on. Johnny Agnelli. Agnelli started wearing Gucci. Forget about it. Everybody wanted to wear it because of the colors too.
Speaking of that, Johnny, thank you for that segue. So in 1954, you know, this is, as you can tell, was probably the early days of product placement. If there was any, who knows? But the Gucci bamboo handbag was featured in Ingrid Bergman's arm in Roberto Rossellini's 1954 film Journey to Italy. And the Gigi insignia became an instant favorite. There you go. For Hollywood celebrities, European royalty, American, you know, rich people. And that's all it took. And it just blasted off. And the rest, as they say, is history. As soon as you get that Ingrid Bergman, I can never pronounce her name, Ingrid Bergman. You know, obviously Casablanca. She was also in Casablanca as well with Humphrey Bogart.
One of my favorite movies.
The best. One of my favorites as well.
Play it again, Sam.
Play it again, Sam. With all the gin joints and all the towns and all the world, she walks into mine. That's so true. So many places to go.
I used to say that every night in my club in Vegas.
The guy at the end of the bar over there is all by himself. Just got dumped by a girl. He's all depressed, you know. And that was Humphrey Bogart. But that's such a great line. Gin joints and all the worlds and all the towns, she walks into mine. It's so true. Man, she got to come over here now.
Well, for the people that they don't know the movie, why he was so upset? Because she was married.
Yeah, she was married.
He wanted her. Yeah, he got her. I remember that scene at the airport.
Yeah.
It was a great scene. That's one movie that
I was
always
fascinating
him. And then finally I got a break and I made a movie called The Godfather. Not as good as...
Louis, this could be the beginning of a great friendship.
Yeah,
but anyway. Great Claude Rains. But so that's it. So that's what's going on with the Gucci family. Again, Aldo brings it to another level. And then you know, that little film they made in 1954, that helped a lot with the profits. And, you know, so we're going to get into the family. You can't even put the tree together with these people because there's so many of them.
That's what destroyed the dynasty.
Right. And it was
the greed. And you know, one thing about Italians, whether they're family or not, in fact, whatever they are, Italians don't like sharing. I don't care if you're my brother. Well, you know that, Mike.
Yeah. If you're a priest, screw it. You got enough money. Call the Vatican. Call the Pope. You get a ton of money. He's got all the money over there. I took my son to the Vatican over the summer. We went there. I said, "Christian, we went inside the Vatican."
Did you really?
Yeah, I took the whole family. I said, "Christian, see this place?" He goes, "Wow, Dad."
We didn't know each other, and I would have called.
Yeah, I could have got it next time. We'll go. I said, "This is where the real money is."
Hello. Right? It's about 10 stories below.
My kids asked me, "Mom, does Gianni know anybody over here?" When they were headed to Italy. I'm like, "I'm pretty sure he knows a lot of people over there."
Oh, my God, please. It's funny because... My first lawyer, they call them barristers over there. My first lawyer was Jim Bianco. Now his grandson is my lawyer in Liechtenstein. Is that wild? It's the same thing I did in this country. Barry Schlotnick was my lawyer when I did The Godfather. Now his son is my lawyer. And once you get that kind of loyalty, and now I have a new guy in another state, Mr. Grenier, and his son is like becoming my nephew. Once you get a good lawyer, a loyal lawyer, you got a lot of doors right. open for you.
You guys take care of each other because you know each other's secrets, right?
Well, not only that, but you know, when you get a guy like that, it's not only taking care of the secrets. When you have a lawyer, you have that allegiance because you have client privilege. The FBI, you can't even talk about them. And I learned that early on. That's why I always lawyered up right away. And I made the FBI know, everybody knew who my lawyer was, because as if I let you know, you can't come and talk to me. That's how I got away with so many things, because I had to call him, and they had called me. He says, you got to turn yourself Monday. I said, what Monday? They said, this one. I'd go to LAX, wherever I am. I was gone. I had three different passports. See you later.
That's funny. For our audience, we were just talking off the air before we came on about taking a train just going one way.
Well, that was you, not me.
Yeah,
I always buy a round trip ticket.
We were just talking about that. He brings it up. So anyways, I want to get to the insignia. If everybody knows that famous GG, mm-hmm. Aldo was the brainchild behind that, because they originally wanted to go with, Johnny, you'll get like this, they were going to go with a knight, like on a horse carrying a luggage, the Gucci luggage. So they do it poles like that, the polo, you know, the polo horse.
You have to make it simple.
Right.
I don't know how many belts I gave away. Because to me, it was signified that because of me, G, and I give him the belt. No.
Yeah.
Your name Greg here is a belt.
Yeah.
But anyways, he ended up going, obviously, with the father's initials.
Sure.
Guccio Gucci.
Pablo, yep.
I'm surprised this guy's nickname wasn't Rabbit. I don't know why.
Everything funny. Is Rabbit. I didn't know he meant that.
Yeah, Guccio and Gucci. So there's two rabbits, Gucci. Hey, Gucci. We call him an Italian. Anyways, so the family riff really got started going when Aldo, he launched the Gucci perfume. Now we talk about Italians, they want to keep all the money. And he kept the profits for himself and his sons. And, his brothers, he told him, and that was it. So that pretty much got the ball rolling.
They had so much inner conflicts just in the family. They didn't even have to go start an argument with somebody else.
Yeah, they didn't have to. You know, there was a famous board meeting. I believe it was a type of board meeting with a lot of the brothers and the nephews were in there. I'm not sure what year it was. And one of the lawyers, he was saying, I forget his name, don't quote me, DeSolo, I forget his name, Don something. Anyways, he said he was in a meeting. Oh, said a fist fight broke out. They come outside out of the boardroom, blood all over them, the shirts are torn.
Oh, man. They throw ashtrays at each other.
These guys are nuts. They were nuts. But, when there's so much money involved, Johnny, like that's insane.
Especially anybody, we shouldn't just label it as Italians. When money gets involved with family, they turn on each other. I don't care who you are. Families get destroyed because of money.
Before in the show, I said, money's evil. It sticks on saints. Bizzica coppoli zandi, as we say in Italian. If you go to the feast, you see the money they put on the saint. Sticks. Yeah. Shouldn't stick on a saint. Anyways, what do you got, Johnny? Anything about Aldo?
I want to know, how much was he worth when he died? Do you know?
When he died, he died in... But the company pretty much dissolved itself. They got bought out by a conglomerate.
Yeah.
And the grandkids, the nephews, I believe it was Maurizio, he's making deals with these big companies to buy the stake because they everybody had a little percentage of the company.
Right.
And so he ended up selling it to InvestCorp. Something to that effect.
I mean, he could only sell his margin of it.
Right. Eventually, they ended up buying all of it, and they got rid of the whole Gucci clan. And, that was years down the road, though. That was in, like, the 90s, 93, I think it was.
Like you mentioned earlier, I think them they didn't bring him in. Tom Ford was brought in by those people.
It was Tom Ford and the attorney who ended up becoming the CEO of Gucci.
Right.
Those two were a great team together, but... 20 years was enough for that, and that was it. They broke up, and Tom Ford went to go do his own thing, and, he's doing pretty good.
Well, he realized that, he was the brand. anything once he put his name on it, and that's what he did do. Like the ladies' evening wear was Gucci by Tom Ford.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
So he wanted to be Tom Ford, not Gucci. So
right.
He's right down the block, and I see him all the time.
Really? Tom Ford? Oh, yeah.
Good looking guy. Good looking.
Yeah.
Single?
Just kidding.
He's single. He's single, but he's his partner.
Is
about 20 years older than him, which when I first met him, I couldn't believe it. But you know, this guy could have any woman he wants or any man.
Answer your question, Jeannie. The Gucci family ceased to be involved in the company after Maurizio sold all of it to Investcorp in 1993. Keurig, everybody knows Keurig. They own 99% of the company. And they operate the business. Keurig, if you look them up, they're buying everything. They bought Dr. Pepper out. They're doing pretty good. The guy that runs Gucci now is the president and CEO is this is from 2015. I don't know if he's still there. His name is Marco Bizzarri, Bizzarri. He took the position in January of 2015. Before taking over Gucci, he was the CEO of Bottega Veneta. And he served as the head of Keurig Luxury Couture in the leather good division for many years. He replaced Patrizio Di Marco, who stepped down as the CEO. I think that Keurig is running it. I could be wrong. Don't quote me, but that's from 2015.
Well, and nowadays, you can't be a family running a conglomerate. They don't even know the ins and outs of it.
There's so many different things going on at once. You got perfume lines, you got the women's lines, the men's, the bags.
I have the privilege. I retained a guy, and thank God I did. His name is Joe Zorro. And he's my advisor, young man. He was with Authentic Brands, who was buying everything up. And so that's why, you know, the product behind Jeannie, I have to say, is our stuff. But it's having a company that has that kind of mindset. And that's why we're going now, even with our company, to QVC and expanding this year bigger than ever. We'll be in 73 countries, but it's that kind of mindset and that organization you need. You don't want to be having them fighting over their espresso in the morning. These guys
are
so crazy.
So I saw it said in 1990, he was worth $50 million, and that would be like $100 million today.
Who's that, Aldo?
Yes.
Yeah, Aldo. He died in 1990, actually at 84, after prostate cancer. But prostate cancer.
Oh.
He was, what was he, 84? Did I write? When the money gets involved, Johnny, it's evil. It just splits families apart. Really, no matter who it is, doesn't matter the status, nothing. But
I'll say it openly. All my problems with my kids are, and their mothers, is money.
Yeah, that's it.
So I eradicated them all. I shut up my Father's Day. Christmas, don't even look for me. Forget about it. You know what it is? The younger generation, especially my kids, they all think they're smarter than me. Well, then why don't you have what I have? And stop asking me for my money and go earn it the way I did.
At the lozanga, as we say in Italian. At the lozanga. Spill your blood for it, kid.
Yep.
That's incredible because, you know, I was talking to my son today and my kids had to grow up. Their mom was working all the time. And one of them said, I don't ever want to work as hard as you have to, Mom. That sounds terrible. But I love, kids that are going to work hard for something. And if you don't have a lot, I mean, I had four kids. We got by just fine. But there's not a lot to fight over. And so that's what's so funny. They've just kind of had to make their way. And that's what, I had a mother that raised five daughters. And if there's not a ton of money to go around, we all seem to get along pretty good.
Well, yeah. I mean, I, like we're both saying, Mike and I, money gets involved. Well, I know it destroyed my whole relationship with all my kids. You know, I had 40 cars up to about a year ago. I sold every car. One guy bought them all, 40 of them.
Oh, wow.
And my kids were calling me, "Dad, I hear your cars for sale. Can I have this? I said, what do you mean, can you have? How do you think I got them? It was my money. Yeah. I'm buying. You want one? Go buy one. What do you think? I'll open the garage now and let everybody take a car? But anyway.
Anyways.
I want in on that car, Dale, because I've heard some of the cars you drive.
Oh, yeah. Forget it.
So let's get into the fall of the Gucci empire. So Maurizio, okay, he got married to Patrizia Reggiani, Reggiani. They were married for, I don't know how long they were married for. Anyways, I think they were married over at least 20 years. Anyways, she was known after what happened. She was known as the Black Widow. Okay. So Maurizio was, you know, he was doing his thing in Milan. He had his office. He was, you know, building the brand. And so they got divorced. And she was getting, I believe, $860,000 a year, okay, oh, for monetary, they called it monetary assistance, okay, because she needed all that money. And
that's a monetary assistance, all right.
Holy cow.
He can assist it pretty well. More assist than Wayne Gretzky. But anyway, he was going to remarry some lady named Paola Franchi. Okay, so I guess what the deal was, if he remarries, she gets half. So she'll get what? 430. She'll get less assistance. You know, she might have to go on welfare over in Italy. I don't know.
Oh, yeah, I know.
If she gets married, okay, say that again. If he gets married, she gets half?
Well, one of the they're
over here, Jeannie, where they get everything. You know,
yeah. So the bottom line, in Italy, they realize, you know, I'm expanding. So the money is divided.
Yeah.
Huh. Yeah.
You wouldn't have liked that at all, Jeannie.
I what?
You wouldn't have liked that condition at all.
Well, my dad used to have a joke. He said, I married a housekeeper. We got divorced. She kept the house. But I never kept a house, and I never, all that alimony. I had a bunch of kids. I should have been making a lot of dough, but instead I was
working. You're too nice of a person. You're a rarity. As ex-wives go, let me put it. I know that for sure.
speaking of money, let's go make a little money. It's time for us to make some money. How about a commercial?
All right, I'll be right back. Don't go nowhere. We'll find you.
Me from South Philly here. I'm going to tell you, I had one of the best Sunday dinners in a long time. I'm going to tell you why. Right here. Corleone, fine Italian, brother. This stuff is the real deal. Now, I know what you're thinking. Everybody knows me out there. They know I make my own sauce. I make my own gravy. I make my own pasta. I don't buy this stuff in the store. However, I made an exception. Why? Because my friend Johnny Russo out there, I know what he's capable of doing. I know what he's about. He's about quality. So I said, I got to take a shot. And I'm glad I did. Because, see, I've had dinner all over the world. But this one, this product, brings me back to Italy. We got the olive oil. And I've lived in Italy, okay? I lived in Calabria. I've went to Sicily. I've been in Messina. I've been to Palermo. I've been everywhere. And this oil reminds me of an old Italian couple that my father used to buy olive oil from. They used to live in the mountains, and they used to make their oil pure from their own olive grove. This is it. It brings me right back to that. And you don't need a lot. You put a little bit on your salad. You marinate. You can figure it out. This is the real stuff. I also got their arrabbiata, okay? Again, I don't buy this stuff, but I made an exception. I'm glad I did. I highly, highly, highly encourage you to try this stuff. You won't be sorry, okay? Give it a shot. You go to Corleone Fine Italian. You order it. It comes to the door. And then all we got to do is put it together. And I'm sure you can look it up. And if you don't know how to cook it, you ask me. And I'll be over for dinner. Enjoy. Salute.
We're back.
All right, we're back. And again, we're talking about Patrizia Reggiani. This woman was making 860 grand a year from Maurizio and the Gucci company. And so Maurizio wants to go marry Paola Franchi, and she would get everything, as we say in Italian, metà. She would get 860 cut in half. So she'd get what? Four, I say 430, 430 grand. She couldn't live off of it. So anyways, she really wanted to control the Gucci estate, and she wanted power to prevent her ex-husband. How are you gonna get power from marrying your ex-husband and getting married? She
Hello.
was the Black Widow. Anyways, so what she devised to come up with the plan, she says, you know what? I'm gonna kill the son of a bitch. Okay? And
Literally.
yeah, literally. So what she does, Gianni, okay, Italians, we talk, especially in Italy, they got their own internet over there back in the days. All they do is talk. Anyways, she goes around telling people, telling big prominent attorneys in Italy, in Rome, in Milan, hey, if I kill my husband, what do I get for time? Get this, you could get that. We don't know. It depends what kind of judge you get, blah, 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 blah. How they,
Oh
I don't
my
know,
God.
legal
I
system.
can't believe she's that dumb that she went and talked about it.
I mean, if you do a background research on her, go look it up for our audience. Patrizia Reggiani. That's what she did. She was telling the maid, hey, you think I should kill my husband? Why? He's a son of a bitch. He cut me in half. But anyways, so. A year after the divorce, on March 27, 1995, Maurizio Gucci was shot and killed by a hitman on the steps outside his office as he arrived for work in Milan, not Rome. People say Rome. No, he was working in Milan, in his office in Milan. The day he was killed, listen to this, Black Widow. Patrizia wrote in her diary, okay? She
Oh
wrote
boy.
the word, one word, she wrote that day in her diary.
Morta.
No, it goes the opposite. She said, I don't know how to read this, but it's in Greek. It said paradisios, means paradise. In other words, she's upset now.
Why did she write that in that? Why it's interesting that she wrote that in Greek.
She wrote it in Greek. Look it up. She wrote it in Greek.
What
So,
did you say she said? What was your guess, Gianni? What'd you say?
Umorta.
Dead. He's dead
That's
now.
that.
But on January, 2 years later, on January 31st, 1997, Patrizia was arrested and accused of hiring a hitman to murder Gucci. He shot him three times, and he hit him the fourth time. He hit him again. I mean, really, I think it was a headshot. Might have been a headshot. I don't know, but he hit him four times. So she's arrested, Johnny, and. This woman should have wrote a book about poetry for killing people. Listen to this quote. I love this quote. She says, "It's better to you like this one, Johnny. It's better to cry in a Rolls Royce than be happy riding a bicycle." It
Oh
was nuts. She was nuts. She was nuts. Here's another one. She said, "Some people have the luxury of dying in bed. Some people die in the street." But some people have the privilege to be killed.
yeah, the privilege. That's one privilege I don't want.
privilege. Anyways,
People have tried already a few times for me. I'm bulletproof.
the guy she hires is a debt-ridden pizzeria owner named Benedetto Cerarulo. I don't know if I'm saying pronouncing that right. Cerarulo. I don't know. He was found to have been hired by Patrizia through an intermediary named Giuseppino.
Was he from Naples?
I believe he was from Rome. Don't quote me.
Oh, okay.
So she met this guy through her psychic, Pina. They called her Pina.
This is wild.
She was a high society psychic and a close friend of hers. Anyway, she was a
You
psychic.
can't make this up.
Yeah, no, you can't. She should have saw in the cards that she was going to go to jail too, because that's when she went. She went to jail too.
Oh my God.
Everybody got a user, most of them got 25 to 30 years or 29 years in that ballpark. They got some time. They got some serious time.
Well, that's a lot of time, yeah. Well, over there, I mean, they give that kind of stuff, they take serious, more so than over here.
So what's her name? Patrizia. She's such a, rich woman. Even in jail, everybody knew she was high society. They let her have her come her parrot. Her pet ferret came to live with her in jail. Her
Oh
pet
my
ferret.
God.
Why don't you get a young man? What the hell are you going to do with a parrot?
Why don't you get a few of them?
No way. Well, Johnny, you'll get a, this is a good one. In October 2011, she became eligible for parole under a, quote, work release program. But sticking to her guns, she refused, saying,
literally, quote, literally sticking to her guns.
She refused, saying, quote, I've never worked a day in my life, and I'm certainly not going to start now. With credit of good behavior, she got released in 2016. She could have got on at 11. She said no. Wow.
But you know, the interesting thing is, though, that's modern day. And we're not talking about ancient history here.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, that's 9 years ago. Hello.
Is she still alive?
I believe she's still alive. I think she's 75.
How old would she be now?
Get her on the show. She's sassy. Yeah.
She was born December 2nd, 1948.
She's, she's Sagittarian, too.
In Nola, Italy.
So she was born 1948. Oh, see, young lady.
But she could have got out in 2011, but she said, I'm not working. I never worked a day in my life.
I don't blame her.
She did another. She ended up doing 18 years. She did 18 years.
Did she have all her
money? How many murders, though? For two murders?
Oh, she killed Maurizio.
Oh, that's all. Okay, I'm sorry.
That's it. Who knows? Should have probably killed somebody else, too. Who knows?
I thought you killed the other guy, too, though.
No, he was the hitman, pizza shop owner.
Did she get to keep her money?
Do you know who played her? Was that
Lady Gaga?
Lady Gaga.
Adam Driver played Maurizio. Al Pacino, your friend, played Aldo. Aldo Gucci.
I knew that.
Is that House of Gucci?
Yes.
Yep.
Yeah, for our audience, it's 2021. It came out. I mean, check it out. I mean, I know they got. I think she got nominated. Gaga. But that's the Gucci dynasty, Johnny. And, you know, like they say, there's an old expression. The first generation creates the wealth. The second generation keeps it going. And the third generation destroys it. And that's what happened here. That's pretty much what happened here.
Well, see, if my kids are listening to the show, that's why I don't talk to them, because I don't want them to get hurt. I'll just keep the money myself.
It's for their own good. It's for their own good.
For your own good. We're not going to fight over money. I'll just keep it.
This will give you a laugh, Johnny. Okay. So Pacino plays Aldo Gucci. He was the oldest son of Guccio Gucci, the founder.
Right.
So Aldo's only daughter, Patricia, not Patricia, Patricia, she took umbrage with the portrayal of her grandfather, Aldo, by Al Pacino. She said, my grandfather was a very, no, this is Aldo's granddaughter, sorry.
Right.
She said, my grandfather was a very handsome man.
Yes.
Yeah, listen, she says, like.
I heard about this. She hated it. He hated Pacino playing him.
Yeah, she said, my grandfather was a very handsome man, like all the Guccis, and very tall, blue eyes, and very elegant. She drew a sharp distinction to Pacino, calling him short with sideburns, really ugly, adding that it was shameful, quote, shameful, because he doesn't resemble him at all.
Well, that's true, but she don't realize they don't make movies for authenticity. They want marquee value, Pacino. Hello.
Right. That's crazy.
That is wild. And unfortunately, you know, by time Al played that, I mean, if he played it 20 years younger, no problem. The fact that he's let himself go so badly, I mean, even on the Oscar, I'm walking out like that. I mean, I would rather stay home if I were him. But, you know. It's really crazy. And who was the person that asked for this show? I'm glad. I like that.
I think it was Jerry from Las Vegas. Jerry, big shout out.
Yeah. No, but this is something our audience should listen to. We listen to you. Send us stuff. It gives us a great show. This was a great show. I love Gucci. And I wore white clothes because I was living in Monaco and all around there. But I wore white clothes for the longest time. I just loved it. Only wore white.
I would love to only wear white, but, you know, I'm usually doing stuff. I get too dirty. It's really
Well,
hard.
yeah, no. Well, most people do. I don't do anything.
That's
I had a
right.
three-man crew on my boat, and I wasn't doing nothing on that boat.
Real
But
quick, circle back. Patricia and Mauricio, she showed up at the funeral. She showed up at the funeral, the Black Widow. She was
wow.
The one that had him killed?
Yeah, the one that she killed
Yeah.
off.
She's got some, what's,
She's
is
a
it
black
Mozzie? Or...
When the trial was going on,
That's Jewish. Matzi is Jewish.
Oh, okay. What's, I was going to say, I was going to give you the American version.
Well, in the Italian version,
I've
we
got a
say
question.
she's got some killions.
There we go.
Well, she got a good
Those,
son.
whatever they are, and whatever
Use your
label.
imagination. It's
That's
not
right.
good for our show, believe me.
That's right.
A little bit more, little inside scoop on the family. Okay, Paolo was the son of Aldo. Okay, they hated each other. Okay, obviously, he ratted his father out because of for taxes in America. Because he knew we don't play games over here and with taxes. He did a 1 year and 1 day in jail. Okay.
Well, I don't want to say anything, but there's a lot of famous sons right now who have podcasts that think that their past has been eradicated, who ratted their father out and put him back in jail. I mean, I don't want to mention any names, but that's nothing new, unfortunately. And that was another reason I left my house. You think I don't have one of my kids put me in jail? Forget about it.
Yeah, Gianni, you had a lot to choose from. You had too many of them. One of them's bound. I don't know what the odds are, but you had a lot.
Well, not, you know, and it's not, I don't blame it on my sons. When you have 10 sons raised by 10 mothers, what do you
right.
think she's telling them every day? What a bum I am. That's what they're telling them.
Yeah.
How many girls, Gianni? One girl?
Four now. Four.
Four daughters.
I had one girl for a long time. Then I had kids showing up. And then I was told about, you know, Marilyn having a baby. And they're thinking it's mine. I don't know. I don't want to know. She has a beautiful life by herself. But anyway, no, I mean, I'm blessed. I mean, at 81, I'm living a dream, man. Nobody's coming to knock on my door. I'll see you later.
Probably some guards. They can't get up there.
Yeah. This was a great show, though. I mean, I like this. See, this is,
I
mean, especially with your background in the movies, it's phenomenal.
I guess to sum it up, the Gucci family, the old slogan still holds true: money corrupts. Money
oh,
corrupts.
Yeah. Oh no, yeah, it's
people
definitely,
always
yeah.
say, you know, money can't buy you happiness. I'm like, let me give it a shot.
Yeah.
I'll try.
Oh yeah, not only well, how about Clay? Just. I used to say, money can't buy you happiness. How about just put a smile on my face, though?
There you go. There you go. Exactly. I'm pretty sure it could buy me some happy days.
Yeah.
I always think that. You go see, and the clothing, my gosh, you know, and the shoes and the bags. That is, those
well,
things.
It wasn't over the top. It was very classy, straight lines, conservative. And quality. The quality was amazing.
Right.
Yeah.
I got some Gucci stuff still. I got Valentino suits that are 30, 40 years old.
Still around. I believe it's still, I think it's publicly traded still. I don't know.
Yeah.
I think it's GUC, the symbol, Gucci.
Well, it's funny because you do see the brand and just that nice, sharp look. You know, I work at the VA and before COVID, you know, I worked in the director's office when I started there. And, you know, everyone where we worked, everyone dressed very nicely. Everyone had ties on. And that's what I found. I just think men in suits look so sharp.
Yeah.
I love that look. And Gianni, you've talked so much about when people used to dress to go to Vegas. I love that. I love those beautiful.
I walked on a plane last night.
Oh,
I couldn't believe it. I walked on a plane last night coming back from Mar-a-Lago. I was the only person that had a sports coat on and a shirt. Everybody's in their pajamas and sweatsuits. And I can't believe what's
Gianni,
going on. And
they
go
right.
out that way. They have no self pride.
It's amazing to me. I'm not a snob. I don't think I'm a snob. I think I would just, in 1 million years, you would never see me in any store in my pajamas. I don't even think I own pajama bottoms like that, but the people in their slippers and their pajamas, and I'm just like, what the hell is wrong with you? I mean, I don't even want to go be seen anywhere that I don't at least comb my hair, brush my teeth, you know.
Well, self pride. I mean,
Oh, yeah.
if you don't care about yourself, who else
Oh.
will? They see you like that, they'll treat you that way.
Hey,
You
Johnny,
know,
go
that's
ahead.
exactly.
Go ahead.
Go on.
Yeah,
No.
what?
I just pulled this off the wire. This is from March 20th, 2024. Talking about Gucci. Gucci owner Keurig tanks 14% after Asia profit warning, dragging down Europe luxury brands.
Oh, yeah. Well,
Yeah.
they needed it. Chinese supported Gucci forever.
Yes, that's where
Oh.
they made a ton of money in China. Made tons of money in Japan,
Yeah.
and they you know, the when I from what I read, that the
Well,
sun was.
even last year with the dollar value, the euro was basically equal to the dollar by a couple of cents. New York City last year, the Christmas season was off by 22% because normally people came here with those euros and with the 20% off and all that, they were buying stuff that's 40, 60 cents off the dollar. And then with the crime rate, that's why all these Barney's right down the street is closed and never opened again. Barney, the five-story building, empty.
All the
And
high-end stuff.
that's what they're saying, that people can't afford to keep their stores open because somebody comes in, they come in and flash mobs take
Oh, no, that's something
millions.
else. But I
Yeah,
don't talk about
but the pricing.
the value of a dollar, though.
If you're in New York,
Yeah,
Manhattan,
right, but.
or Manhattan, I mean, your rents are ridiculous. Your rents are out
Oh,
of
yeah.
the astronomical.
Right.
You have one bad
But.
credit, you're screwed, you know?
And
But
if you're losing
that's
money,
why
how
people
can you
come
keep
here. You
going?
know, it's so funny. They come to my house. I have 12 rooms. I don't know if you know that. I have 12 rooms on 61st Street. And they said to me, "What do you pay?" I said, "I can't even tell you. You wouldn't believe it." "No, don't tell me." I said, "I don't pay anything."
Right. You know, Gianni, I was telling my son about that. I said, he's like, we've got to go see him, Mom. I go, I don't know if he's got enough room for us. Yeah. I can't wait. Tell us, not to get too off topic, but I would imagine you said your new, is it a biography or a mini series about Costello?
Yeah, that's a mini series that I'm doing. It's finished. It
Yeah.
came out. It's coming out simultaneously in October 24
Oh, okay.
because Bobby De Niro is playing Costello, and that movie's coming out in the 24 of November. We are also, but we're on Fox. The same, what I like about the show, and I just looked at when they got in touch with me, the same producers and everybody else who did Get Gotti,
Oh,
which I
that's
watched was done very, very well. These are the same people, and I'm very fortunate. I'm doing the Costello one, and now they just asked me to do one on Sinatra, which is another guy I really like. So it's,
what are you doing, Johnny? You're
blessed.
giving
So crazy.
you're just talking about Sinatra's life. You're talking about, you know,
Oh,
when you got.
I love Sinatra, and I got to know him, and I really got to know him. Most people don't know he was bipolar.
Yeah.
And when he got drunk and all that, I mean, he wasn't really a nice guy. But I used to say,
How was he sober?
oh, sober, he was great.
Okay.
No, but he at 1 or 2 o'clock in the morning, once I seen him bending that elbow too many times, he's, "What are you talking about?" I said, "Think about it. I'm
Yeah.
going home." Oh,
Oh, he kept doing
yeah.
it.
He tried to slap me one time when we first met
Oh, that's
at the
right.
Galleria Bar in Caesar's Palace. And he's sitting with Jilly. And I grabbed his arm in the air. Like, I was like a chicken bone, is how skinny he is. And I said, "What are you doing?" I said, "Try that again." And I can't tell you what I told him. And then he looked at Jilly. He said, "What's he going to do? I'll put a bullet in him right here. Are you crazy? Get out of here." Like, Jilly, forget him. All. Well,
Oh,
I
that's
think that was a great show. Jerry from
fantastic.
Vegas. And
Keep the
what
questions
can
coming
we
in.
say in a salutation? We need cards, letters, subscribers, support. What we need here.
Go to YouTube, follow, subscribe to the Hollywood Godfather podcast on YouTube. It comes out every Wednesday. Put your comments on there, good or bad. Listen, we're big boys. Just for the people that make the bad comments on YouTube, that goes up. The numbers go up, not down. So it goes into the algorithm. It just gets fed into like a coal fire.
Say anything you want to say about us. Just write about us.
Yeah, just put it on the board. We don't give a shit.
We don't care. If you say I get too crazy, we'll come looking for you. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, I wouldn't be putting a lot of bad stuff. Yes, I have friends.
Subscribe on YouTube. That's it. Tell your family, tell your friends, tell your enemies. We got some great shows lined up, guys. Great shows.
Who's that little kid we got to shout out to all the time?
That's right.
Oh, Jose Gama. I gotta send you something from him. He sent me a big, big thing. He wants to know if you knew about somebody. I'll send it to Jeannie. Yeah, Jose,
we love you here.
You're right, Jose. Prayers,
pal.
Just the show, we're on YouTube, but we're on all of the podcast platforms.
Every medium.
As well.
We're on every medium there is.
So, podcast. Bill and Kathy and a little board, go ahead and like us on everything because every
HollywoodGodfatherPodcast.com. That's where you can see every platform. Put your questions, submit them on there. Jose, we're pulling for you, buddy. I saw your question, buddy. I'm going to send it over to Johnny. He's going to take a look at it. And maybe we'll talk about it on the air if he knows anything about it. And so Jose Gama's out there. He's enjoying the rosary beads. God bless him. Right. And his father, and his dad.
All right. Well, thank you all. We're saying goodnight till next week.
Oh, wait. And don't forget, we've got a very, very special guest coming up. And you are not going to want to miss her.
Next week. Oh, my God.
Oh, we do.
Is April 3rd next week? Is that the right one? Yeah, it's got to be, right? Today's the 26th.
Isn't it the 3rd? Yeah.
How much can we give away right now, Gianni, about our next guest?
Well, tell her who her name is. Forget about it. I love her.
Do you want to do that?
Noguchi. I love the nice name. Forget
That's right.
About
she's the darling.
It's the Gucci's. It's all Gucci's now.
Yeah, she's the Gucci.
That's all right, Gucci. Everyone.
That, but I'll be back. No regrets, no complaints. Lived a life with no restraints. The little kid they all counted out, proved them all wrong, that's without a doubt. Laying there with my left side numb, 5-year bout with polio, but yes, I won. From standing on corners like how many pens you want to living in a bakery, then opening my own restaurant. Of course, I had some help along the way. Friends like Frank Costello that I miss each and every day. Things from many years ago still resonate. I can still see it like it's yesterday.